The sun is shining. It's summertime. The kids are off. But have you ever thought about bringing your kids to a festival? Now, if you have, you might have wondered just how feasible is it to enjoy yourself while also making sure your children are entertained. Well, this morning we wanted to find out how to make family-friendly festivals work for you. I attended Kaleidoscope Music and Arts Festival in the past with my kids, and it is doable with the right planning, I have to say. So with all the tips and tricks you might need to make a festival work for your family, I'm delighted to be joined in studio by Sorka O'Reilly. Good morning!
Good morning, Jen. Hiya.
We were just talking off air about festivals, and we were talking about in the UK there's so many little festivals going on for families. In Ireland, not a huge amount of overnight family festivals going on.
Yeah, I'd say Kaleidoscope was probably the first truly family-oriented or family-focused festival. So what that was born out of really was that what we saw was that festivals were either adult events with a family area tacked on,
yeah,
or there were kids events, and the adults, those parents, were going along drinking our coffee, kind of waiting it out. So it wasn't really about you doing it together. So Kaleidoscope, we wanted it to be about that, so that it was equally programmed for every age group and every ability and all of those things.
Okay. I can imagine a lot of parents, like I did before discovering family-friendly festivals, a lot of parents listening are thinking, why would you bring a kid to a festival? And I always felt quite, I was quite smug when I was at certain festivals. And like you said, the family area was way off in the distance. And I felt sorry for those parents who were kind of listening to, you know, listen to the music on the main stage. Going, oh, I wish I was over there, but it was so separated. So what are the advantages of bringing your kid to a festival? Let's talk about that.
Oh, there's just so many. It's connection, really. It's family magical moments. It's family lore, you know, and the different age groups have a different experience. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, there's this moment, I would say for teens, for example, this is a moment where you can, they're going to arrive going, Mom and Dad are just so bloody, so embarrassing.
Oh, listen, we've said worse on this. Don't worry, Sorka.
Are just so embarrassing. But like within an hour or two, they'll have calmed down. That will have sort of fallen away from them because of the air, because of all the green space, because of all the different things that are going on, because the music. And, you know, it just sort of breaks down barriers and allows you to reconnect with your family.
I love that. Mm. I love that. I think there's a lot of parents out there who are finding it difficult with that preteen.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a difficult time to connect because they're so engrossed on their phones.
100%.
And they're under untold stress from the outside world, whatever. They've a lot to contend with. Something like this, there's something about getting into nature, which I'm always talking about, getting out into nature. But the connection that music brings and nature brings and all of that, it's a gorgeous way to reconnect with your preteen or whatever, or even your kid. Let's talk about your kid, because you have a 6-year-old. And is a frequent festival goer.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, she loves festivals. In fact, she thinks the Kaleidoscope is her birthday party because she's born on the 21st of June. So she is uber excited about going there in a few weeks' time.
Does she enjoy about it? As a 6-year-old, what does she most look forward to?
Well, let's face it. She loves the face paint. She loves the glitter. She loves the carnival rides. She loves the pizza. Although all of the other things really are there for the other age groups and for the parents, she's enjoying the pieces in between. So I'll be making sure, for her sake, that we'll be factoring those in as must-sees, where my must-sees might be, you know, Chic and Bewitched and, you know, Fun-Loving Criminals and all those sorts of things. Those are that age group's must-sees. The bubbles, the bits in between that maybe the rest of us wouldn't even notice. For the, say, 8-year-olds, I'd be thinking they're prime age for the activities, you know, the adventure sports, those sorts of things, the zip lining, all those kind of things. I would say one of my key things when you're thinking about this festival, don't plan too much, in the sense that don't try to do too much.
Yeah.
So have your kind of key things for each member of the family, 2 max, and then let everything else happen around it, because those are the moments where the magic happens.
Yes.
The magic isn't on the lineup poster. The magic is what happens in between the lineup.
That is so true. And that's for any festival. I mean, if you're heading to EP or any other festival over the summer, you can, like, I went to a festival and I met Graham in Spain. What was that festival? Primavera.
Oh, yeah.
He was the mat. I had everything planned to a T. I was run ragged. I was going to this stage and that stage and this stage. But the magic does happen in between, and that's important for your kids to discover. But I do find it's one of those things, if you take your kid to a festival, it's parents forget about their phones. Kids forget about their phones. They're not asking for devices. And it's just a gorgeous way to reconnect. You've tips for parents who might be listening. Go on, Sorka. What are we doing?
Well, my key packing tip would be pack other families. Key. So when you think about the camping experience, and particularly a festival camping experience, this is an opportunity for a full family play date. So your kids will be playing with their peers, you'll be playing with your peers, and you know, the difference will be what's in the sippy cups. You know, yours might be slightly different to theirs. Mm-hmm. I'd say when it comes to the really practical stuff like the camping equipment, bring what you need to be comfortable. Bring those seats to sit outside your tent and look out. You know, I would say make sure and read the instructions before you actually start to put up the tent. If you're putting up your own tent, something that I personally never actually managed to do, or watch a little video before you go there on how to assemble your specific tent. It'll certainly cut down on a lot of time, and it'll cut down on a lot of tension. Mm-hmm. And a very, very key practical, or a really great practical tip that I got from a Glastonbury goer years and years ago, was to pack your clothes into clear plastic bags. Because instead of having to dump everything out on the bed or in your tent, when you're looking for that all elusive second sock, you'll be able to just find it in the plastic bag, dip your hand in and take it out. Magic.
That is genius.
Yes, magic. Absolute magic.
Love that.
A mistake that I've made with my now 6-year-old, then 5-year-old, was to invest, and I would use that word, in a festival costume, a festival mm-hmm. outfit. So what I would say is, you know, when it comes to kids at a festival, don't dress to impress, dress for mess. If your kid doesn't have paint, ketchup, glitter, you know, snot on their outfit, by the end of the festival day, you're not doing
you're
it
doing
right.
You're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
I love that.
So
yeah.
Wear the clothes that you're happy to throw out, and if they make it through, you know, it's a bonus. Mm-hmm. As I said before, don't try to do everything. Just try to do the odd, you know, the few things that you must do, and then let everything happen. And that would be kind of the very, very key one. I would say manage your own expectations and those who are going with you. So those families that are coming with you, make sure that they realise. A friend of mine asked me to send him the trader list and the wine list so that he could choose what wine he would have with his food. That there is someone who is expecting far too much from an experience than a mm-hmm. field. So that's not why you're there. You know, you're not going for that.
If you want the nice wine, you can, I'm sure you can, you could you bring the nice wine if that's what you want, or have it after?
Well, you couldn't have glass with you, but you can bring alcohol into the campsite and not into the main arena.
That's
so
right.
Yeah, maybe bring, if you really want
your... Around the campsite, you could do that.
Bring a little bit.
Now we go on, you have another one.
I would say don't forget the two most powerful parenting tools that are out there, which are peer pressure and bribery. Mm-hmm. Keep them in the back pocket, and they'll be very useful at some stage over the course of the weekend. And then finally, I would say, like, bear in mind that there will be the odd cue, there will be the odd meltdown, most likely when you're putting up that tent with your partner. But life is short, so, you know, relax, wander, let it all happen, let it all unfold, and the magic will happen.
Speaking of wandering,
yes.
How do you not lose said 6-year-old?
Yes, absolutely. Said 6-year-old. So that is optimal age for wandering, mm-hmm. and they're not old enough yet for you to be so confident that they'll be okay. Bright coloured clothes are great. I would definitely say talk to your child beforehand and say, have a plan about where you're going to meet if said wandering occurs. Put your phone number on either the wristband or in a piece of paper in their pocket and tell them it's there, so that if they do wander off and they get, you know, nervous, that they can go up to a security guard and say, this is my parents' number, ring mm-hmm. it. And then if you do have like the escape artist child who's going to try and get away from you rather than just have wandered off, there are actually devices out there that you can buy. They're sort of locator devices for kids. Now, I haven't used them myself, but they're certainly out there. So they're an option for that.
We talked about them on the show last week, that people use them to track their luggage, and you can use them to track your kids.
Absolutely. Find my iPhone, find my kid.
Yeah. Lastly, we talk about these family-friendly festivals, but it's not just for kids. I mean, a great one for grandparents as well.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. Can I just give you one more tip that does include the grandparents? And that is, before you go, now is the time to add the music that you're about to listen to your full family kitchen disco playlist. Because, and you and yourself and Graham will both very much be on board with this one. You know that magic you experience when you know an act, you know that song, you love a particular song, and you hear that first chord happen, and you have that thrill of recognition as the music is about, your favourite song is about to come on, and you're about to give loads, and you know this is your moment. Give that thrill of recognition to your kids as well. So think about Kaleidoscope. We've got Chic performing on the Sunday. You know, imagine Freak Out is about to come on, or, you know, Everybody Dance. You can imagine, Mom, Dad, it's our song, you know. grannies, I promise you, grannies, granddads, parents, children, Barbies, you know, teddies, everyone is going to rock out in front of that stage. And that there is a full family magical memory.
Absolutely. Another magical memory is our Graham is going to be performing on the Friday at 4 o'clock. Yeah, family friendly set. So go and check him out as well. There's lots happening. Circa, thank you so much for coming in and just putting people's minds at ease. I think a lot of people, it's a dream that a lot of families have of doing, but it's just logistically, you just need to be prepared and know what you're doing. Circa O'Reilly is not only a parent who has attended festivals with her family, but she's also a festival organiser and knows what you need to expect and what you need to do. So if this is for you, you can go and check out Kaleidoscope Music and Arts Festival 2023. It takes place Rushborough House, County Wicklow, at the end of the month from the 30th of June to the 2nd of July. As Circa said, Chic are going to play, who else? Fun Loving Criminals,
Bewitched, The Amazing Graham.
Yeah. Graham Smith is going to be on Friday 4 o'clock. You can check him out online and you can go to kaleidoscopefestival.ie. Two Jen Zamparelli on RTE 2FM.